from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kentucky's bringing back Coach Cal. AD Mitch Barnhart confirmed that on Tuesday. And I think that's being met with mixed reviews. I think some fans want him and stay loyal to him, and others want to move on. Wonder who their targets would be if they did go search for the next basketball coach. That's, you could say, the biggest basketball job, college job in America. What that search would be like, who would you go after? Who is cut out to be able to handle that gig? Now, Cal's coming back, but I don't think they can have another slip-up. Now, what that is defined as is unclear, but you can't have an early exit and a big upset in the NCAA tournament. You can't have that. You certainly can't miss the NCAA tournament. Can't have that happen either. What's the business model going to change to? What's it going to look like? A lot of suggestions. Not sure yet. Does he stay stubborn and stick with the old business model? Simply bring in the All-American team, throw them out in the court, let them go. But again, this is not your typical story, folks. This is a very unusual story. Coach Cal has won as big as you can win at Kentucky. He just hasn't done it enough recently. Yeah, hasn't done it enough recently. He's done a lot at Kentucky. He's won a national championship. He's been to Final Fours. He's won league titles. He's done it all. But the resume is not updated. That's the thing. John Vincent Calipari is, I believe, 65 years old. And his annual salary, I just pulled it up. It is around $9 million. They owe him, if they were to run him, which at this point they're not, $33 million. Now let's pull this up here, folks, and look at it. At UMass, he got to the Final Four, and that was the team. That team went 35-2, played Kentucky. If you'll remember. Played Kentucky early, beat Rick Pitino and them, then played again in the semis, and Pitino won. And that Kentucky team went on to beat Syracuse, Jim Boeheim, in the championship. After UMass, he took the New Jersey job, right? The Nets job. And then a few years later, got the Memphis job. At Memphis, he got to the championship. And that was the Kansas game in 07-08. So the spring of 08. And we were there. We were, the show was at the Final Four that year. Several years there we went during the SiriusXM days to the Final Four. We took the show to the Final Four. And that team got all the way to the championship and had a 9-point lead late against Kansas, went to overtime and lost. Heartbreaker there. So, as of 07-08, he's been in a Final Four at UMass and a championship game at Memphis, NCAA championship game. Got the Kentucky job in 09. 09 and 10 was his first year. Immediately, he went 35-3, and they got to the Elite Eight. The next year, he got to the Final Four. There's three Final Fours. In year three at Kentucky, they went 38-2 and won a national championship. So as of 11-12, he's been to four Final Fours, and he's got a national championship. Let's fast forward to 15. That team went 38-1. They were 38-0 going into the semifinals of the NCAA tournament, got upset by Wisconsin. They were going for the undefeated team, and the first team since Indiana did it in 1976. Got beat in the semifinals that year by Wisconsin, got upset. After that game, let's see what Kentucky's done. The next year, they lost in the second round. The following year, they got to the Elite Eight. Then the Sweet 16. 18-19 to the Elite Eight. In 20, of course, everything got canceled there. In 21, they went 9-16. Didn't go anywhere. Remember that disaster? In 22, they lost in the first round. 23, they lost in the second round, and then this year, first round. So since the Wisconsin upset, which was going to be a historic Kentucky season, perhaps, they've been to a Sweet 16, an Elite Eight, and then the last 3 years, it's been first round twice, second round once. Now, here's my point and or question. At what moment has all that success landing him a tank that's on empty? Meaning, all right, we love all the success, but the last few years is overtaking that and the equity, metaphorically speaking, that all that success earned you is rapidly deteriorating to zero. And they approached that this year, and they just probably had a come-to-Jesus moment. They're going to bring him back because they trust the little bit of equity that might be left in the bank that he has earned. How many situations, though? John Calipari is not old, 65, but he's not old, right? It's not like he's Bobby Bowden at the end. Physically, okay? It's not like he's Joe Paterno at the end. Guys that had immense success. And at the end, for different reasons, had to go. Not related at all, right? But had to go, and it was tough, right? Cal's not to that point yet. But he's not winning at all by their standards at all. I mean, it's not even close. But how many situations do you know of? Because, look, guys that win championships, eventually they leave. Nick Saban just left. He didn't get run out. He left. The new system, this system broke him. But how many situations where you have the success of a John Calipari ends up at the end almost sad and head scratching? Didn't they had to unhire Denny Crum after all that Denny Crum had done. Right? It's hard. It's hard. Now, Kentucky basketball, brand-wise, is, and again, apples and oranges, but it's kind of like Alabama football. It's a long time. Adolph Rupp, way back in the day. Before Adolph Rupp's a lot older. How much older is Adolph Rupp than Bear Bryant? 20 years? 10, 20 years? You'd have to check on that for me. But, and again, they were together at Kentucky in the early 50s, and the Mickey Mouse story. Now, is Kentucky basketball like Alabama football in that the brand, at least to date, always comes back? Even after going through Ray Perkins and Bill Curry and Mike DuBose and Mike Price and Bambi and all that, right? It rose again to phenomenal heights. Rose again to heights beyond where they had been, you could argue. Is Kentucky the same way in basketball? Time in Myrtle Beach. Bill, the wall of coaches in my office, Woody, Joe Pa, Tressel, Meyer, and yes, Bo. All this rivalry talk has me ready for Memorial Day weekend, Bill. That's interesting. No, Kev said, Bill, what about Nate Oates for the Kentucky job? Well, I don't know what Nate Oates is thinking, but here's what I'm thinking. He's winning at Alabama. He is at a football school, 100%. Which is attractive because if you win in basketball, you're incredibly safe. And Nate Oates is probably as safe as any coach in America. Just got a new deal. Kevin was telling us about a couple of weeks ago when rumors were out there about various jobs for him. But would the allure of a Kentucky gig be too much for him to turn down? I'd rather be at the safe and sanctity of Alabama. Another one. No, Kev said, Bill, what about Bruce? I think Bruce would be attracted to it. I'm guessing. Imagine Bruce with his hands on that job. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still limping along out here on 840 westbound as you come out of Rutherford County in and through Williamson County on an earlier crash. Give yourself extra time now. If you're leaving Murfreesboro headed towards Franklin on 840 westbound, it remains heavy 24 west up through the Antioch area, and they're still working a wreck out in Manchester on 24 east at the 110 mile marker. It's got traffic a little bit slow through that section of Coffee County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on the menu like grilled chicken tenders, Mediterranean salads. Log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his workout. Looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 of 11, live on WNSR.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, Bruce's name came up from Noel Cab up in Chicago. Tom says, Bill, is Bruce safe? Says, my neighbor's an Auburn alum, and it seems as if the fan base likes Bruce, but their patience is wearing thin. I think they expected more by now. Let's look at Bruce. Bruce, when I first recognized Bruce, actually, when I first heard of him, it was back when he was at Illinois. Or excuse me. He was at Iowa. Sorry about that. And there was the recruitment of Deion Thomas, considered maybe the top player in America. This is late 80s. And what happened was, and this got Bruce in a lot of trouble with the coaching community. Bruce was the coach recruiting Deion Thomas for Iowa against Illinois. He committed to Illinois. After that, Bruce called and recorded a phone conversation with Deion Thomas. To try and set it up or something. I don't remember. Pearl asked Thomas if he had been offered an SUV in cash by Illinois assistant coach Jimmy Collins. And Thomas seemed to indicate that he had. Pearl then turned over the copies of the tapes to the NCAA, accompanied by a memo describing the events. During the NCAA investigation, Thomas denied the allegations, said the story was false, etc. Thomas later took a polygraph, which he denied Pearl's accusation of Illinois offering cash and a car. The NCAA did not find Illinois guilty of any wrongdoing. And Bruce got ostracized because of that right there by the coaching community. Yes. Bruce, a few years later, a couple years later, gets a job at Southern Indiana, and he wins there. Then he gets the Milwaukee job, and that's when I noticed Bruce again, because his team, his Milwaukee team, was in the NCAA tournament, and remember, they beat Alabama, and that year they got to the Sweet 16. That got him the Tennessee job, where he got them to NCAA tournaments and also got them to an Elite Eight. Tennessee's only, I believe, folks, only appearance in the Elite Eight. That's as far as they've gotten. And then right after that, the too many weenies on the cooker outside got Bruce eventually fired at Tennessee. Yeah, eventually got run at Tennessee because of that, and they lied about it or something. And I remember where I was when they had the press conference, Tennessee did. I was in the Panama City, Florida, airport. Walked by, and there it is on the screen. So I started looking at it. Pearl was recruiting Aaron Kraft, who ended up at Ohio State. You want to know how this reads, just to go back? Aaron Kraft and members of his family were invited by Pearl to a cookout at his home while Kraft was on an unofficial visit to Tennessee. At the cookout, Pearl said that Kraft wasn't allowed to be there under NCAA rules, but encouraged all those in attendance not to tell anybody about it. When the NCAA began an investigation of the affair, Pearl not only lied about the cookout, but also told Kraft's father to lie as well. So eventually Bruce got run for too many weenies on the cooker outside. Bruce ends up doing my show weekly for a year or two on SiriusXM. Had a blast with him. That's when he told me, I've tried to set up a meeting with the SEC office with Mike Slive. They won't even return my phone calls. I can't even get a return call for anything. He said, I don't know that I'm going to get a decent gig again. He was telling me this stuff. He told me another time he was going to be, I think he's broadcasting, he was doing ESPN work, if you'll remember. And I believe he had to be in Birmingham for an event. And he tried to set up a meeting then, and the SEC office would have nothing to do with him. Mike's live. A guy I like. I like both those guys, Pearl and Slive. Anyways, he does end up, I think, to his surprise, getting offered the Auburn job, which he was very eager to jump all over, man. I mean, very, very eager to take that gig. Now, back to Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, what about his time there at Auburn? Has he worn himself thin that they just got eliminated, as you well know, in the first round? Are they going to get tired of him there? He has taken Auburn to a Final Four. Now, that was in 18-19. Didn't they beat Kentucky on the way? Wasn't that the Elite Eight game, you Kentucky fans? Auburn fans, correct me on that one. I'm pretty sure that's right. Since then, could you say, like Cal, he hasn't done a whole lot? Since the Final Four, The next year was canceled around tournament time because of 2020 and all that. The next year they were ineligible. That was an NCAA thing. Bruce got in trouble. Next year, round of 32 this year, first round. So 2 second rounds and a first round at Auburn. Now this is just me. I don't know if Auburn fans would concur or not. I think he's done a fantastic job there. I think getting to the tournament every year, bare minimum. He just won the SEC title as well, the SEC tournament title. I think he's very safe. I do. Bruce is, I just looked it up, he's 64. Bruce is a young 64. Cal is a young 65. But I don't think, let me put it this way. Just to further this conversation, to advance this conversation, if Auburn were to run Bruce, which I don't think there's any thinking anywhere remotely near that idea, but let's just play with it. What are the chances they would go get a better coach than Bruce Pearl? 1 in 1,000. You think the next guy that came in after Bruce Pearl would do better than Bruce Pearl? There's no way. Now, again, do I know every basketball coach out there and who it might be and how good they would be? No. But not like I do football. But I can tell you, the odds of them going and getting a coach that is even remotely as good as Bruce is tiny. Tiny, tiny. Philip, who's a good friend here in town, the 615, just texted me. Bill, we love Bruce. I think that speaks for the masses. I do. Yeah, I do. The smoke doctor up in Ohio. Bill, what is the problem with Ryan Day and his ability or inability to make a decision on a running backs coach? 2 weeks ago, he left. We are now in spring practice. No indication he's even close to a decision. Just like the mess last year picking a quarterback, QB1. How can I put this? Running back coach is the easiest job on the field. Now, I'm not saying it's totally not important, but it's running back coach is the most simple job on the field. That's why the running back coach needs to be an ace recruiter. It's important. I use this analogy. A first baseman in baseball needs to hit for power, right? You don't need a first baseman over there who is a Punch and Judy hitter. You need a guy that's got a big, thunderous bat. So you have certain stereotypes at position or coaches that need to be this or that. I don't think there's any rush. What are you going to do? Teach Quinshon Judkins how to be a better running back? I don't think so. For Travion Henderson, who's a seasoned veteran, been around, right? I don't think that's a problem at all. That doesn't worry me. Now, if you had a coordinator situation that's dragging on and on and on, I may take you up on that. I may say, okay, that is a worry. But running back coach, I'm not. It's first of all, Ohio State, I'm not trying to be preachy here because they live up there and they go to the games. They love them. But that's a very attractive gig. Any part of that program, if you're a coach, is very attractive. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Yeah, I don't think that's an issue. Jeff 2 said, Bill, unless there is a more updated figure, Bruce's buyout is $17.4 million. That's something to think about. Georgia Dog Bill looked it up on the USA Today database. Pearl, as of April 1, is going to get, if they ran him, $17,450,000.
That's chunk change for Vanderbilt, Bill.
In the nation and fourth highest for the SEC. What did you say, Patton?
I said $17 million's chump change for Vanderbilt after Jerry Stackhouse's buyout.
What was, I know it's private, but what is the estimated number again for Jerry Stackhouse?
As high as $25 million, Bill.
What was his peak coaching season at Vanderbilt, Patton?
Last year and missing the tournament.
So it was debatable that they should have gotten in, right? That was the peak.
Yeah, that was the heights of the program.
And for that, he's walking out of there with unlimited golf course money.
Plenty of green fees moving forward.
Man. Now, is that one sugar daddy or what? Vanderbilt's got money. I'm not worried about that part of it. There's a misnomer since they don't win a lot. Vanderbilt's got money. The problem with Vanderbilt, and Patton knows this, is just because they have money doesn't mean they willingly spend it. That's the catch. But is this one booster just going to, for example, is one mega booster going to stroke this check, or what are they doing there? Are they going to stop construction somewhere and take that money?
Construction hasn't started since the firing, Bill. I think they're scrambling around for some change.
You're talking about what they're going to be doing at Memorial Gym?
That and the football stadium. Which still isn't done.
Right. Wow. So Stackhouse, private school here in the 615. So it's not like you can, would that be a FOIA request or whatever that request would be called? It's not like you can go get that. But you can check. Eventually you'll be able to check tax documents. I think they can do that. That's... I'd forgotten about that. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I can always thank Bruce's wieners for Aaron Kraft going to Ohio State. True story. Do we still have, or did we lose it, the purge? I think we did, Patton, where Cosby's talking about Bruce getting fired for too many wieners.
Yep, that was lost.
Ah, that was so good. That promo was so good. Oh. Classic. Things that you just can't get back that are priceless. That would be one of them. But no, I think Bruce is way at this moment now, way safer than Cal. Cal's coming back, but I'm just talking about as far as your security. Job security is concerned. Drew in the 478 down in Georgia. Bill, Adolph Ruff is so old, he was born when the name Adolph was still popular. Drew in Macon. Yeah, what was the age disparity? I don't know. I'd say Adolph Ruff had to be 20-plus years older than Bear, right? Craig in North Augusta, Bill. Bruce Pearl would kill at Kentucky.
Good morning. Still a pretty good tie-up out in Wilson County this morning there in Lebanon on Hartman Drive at Hickory Ridge. Be aware of extra delays in that area there in Wilson County. Still a bit slow from Rutherford County into Williamson on 840 going west through the Arrington community on an earlier crash. Still a little bit crowded on 40 west right now through Hermitage Donaldson headed towards downtown. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on their menu. Check them out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Childress Collision Center is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by family-owned and operated Childress Collision Center. From a scratch or a dent to a full collision repair and expert paint matching, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop on by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. 615-266-4441. That's Childress Collision Center. They're people who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch.
Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Thursday afternoon, it's opening day for your Atlanta Braves as they open the 2024 season on the road in Philadelphia.
Pre-game coverage begins at 1:50 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
All right, I looked it up. Adolph Rupp was born in 01, meaning 1901. And Bear was born in 1913. So about 12 years apart. Yeah, about 12 years apart. Jeff 2 said, Bill, going back to yesterday, Jeff 2 tells a story about when he lived in Oxford, went to Ole Miss. Johnny Vaught's name was in the phone book, so he said, I just picked up the phone and called him one day, and he let me come over. And he told us stories and took pictures. He said, going back to yesterday and hearing you talk about the Bear, when I was at Johnny Vaughn's house, he had multiple pics of him and the Bear together, including pics of them and their wives together in vacation pics. Bear and Vault were close friends. Also, he said, I sent this tweet below yesterday as a follow-up to my meeting Johnny Vaught. From 57 to 63, Vault went 64-7-3, and Royal, talking about Darryl Royal, went 59-14-3 with four Southwest Conference titles and an Addy. He said the greatest story Vaught shared while we were there was that in 1956 he was called and offered the Texas coaching job before Texas signed Darryl Royal. They offered 5 years, $25,000 a year, fully guaranteed, making him the highest paid coach in football. Vaught said no. And from then on, he went on that run. And I think that, yeah, three natties, several SEC titles, an incredible run. That right there, if you want to circle Ole Miss history, and maybe Kemp's trying to play with that here, meaning he's got a really good-looking team for next year. But that stretch right there you could circle as the most phenomenal stretch of Ole Miss football in the history of them playing football. URC up in Incline Village, Nevada, said, Bill, any Georgia fan who says anyone other than Georgia Tech is the number one rivalry definitely did not grow up in Atlanta in 1990 when they were the co-national championships. Those people think they're better than somebody else because they went to a different school. Yeah, Georgia Tech. That Bobby Ross team, man. That's another blip. We talk about moments in history where you go back, you say, wow. There's always the exception, right? And Georgia Tech, dating back to Bobby Dodd, has a football brand that has many times been attractive. But the 1990 season and just the way that materialized, here's a question. What was Georgia Tech in 1990? Again, they split the national championship with Colorado. What were they predicted just inside the ACC that year? I'm wondering. I'm gonna pull that up during the – well, I'm going to pull it up right now. The 1990 – college football rankings. And let's just see how they did. All right, I just pulled it up. Let me see how. You want to go coaches poll? Okay. Preseason 1990, Miami was number one. Okay. Notre Dame 2, Florida State 3, Auburn 4. And let's slide down. I don't see Georgia Tech ranked. Colorado's ranked 5th. That's the year that Tennessee and Colorado opened up against each other and tied. Now, I could be skipping something. I do not see Georgia Tech ranked. That's the preseason ranking. Week 1, I don't see them. All right. Week 2, which is September 10th, they're ranked 25th. Now, this is the coaches' poll. Week 3, they are not ranked. Georgia Tech. So they dropped out. Week 4, I don't see them ranked. All right, week 5, they're ranked about 18th here. And then they start moving up. Yeah, they start moving up after that. Now, going into the last weekend, which would be the 26th, I believe, they're ranked 3rd. And then going into their last week, well, December 3rd, they're ranked 2nd, and then they end up in the coaches' poll tied. Or they split it. Yeah, they split it that year. Coaches poll, actually, they were ranked number 1. And I guess the AP Colorado won it. Yeah, that's it. That's what happened that year. They started, that 1990 team started not ranked. If you want to go back and search out history. Not ranked to number 1. Dean down on the Emerald Coast said, Bill, Georgia Tech ripped off 6 wins in 89 to finish the season. So you're saying this thing was building. Could something like that happen today? Probably not. All right, we'll be right back. Omni Nashville Hotel Friday.
Good morning. Still a pretty good tie-up out in Wilson County this morning there in Lebanon on Hartman Drive at Hickory Ridge. Be aware of extra delays in that area there in Wilson County. Still a bit slow from Rutherford County into Williamson on 840 going west through the Arrington community on an earlier crash. Still a little bit crowded on 40 west right now through Hermitage Donaldson headed towards downtown. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on their menu. Check them out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now Comstock & Sons Construction is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Comstock & Sons Construction. For all your residential remodeling needs, give the pros a call today and ask about their military and senior discounts. 931-703-5623. 931-703-5623. That's Comstock & Sons Construction. They're professionals who care.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
BuyinTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyinTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473. BuyinTow.com. That's BuyinTow.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Brad Twin. When that news hit, how did you respond? What were your thoughts?
I'm always thinking batting first, but from a historical aspect, you know, there used to be debate as far as who the greatest. Is it Bear Bryant? Is it Nick Saban? To me, it's Nick Saban, and I'm not a guy that lives in the moment. I just think Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
The GOAT. Now, this is what Perry Mason has posted to. He goes, Bill, you got one coach that was 8-13 in the first two seasons, and another one 11-14. Coach A is considered the one that went 8-13 in his first two, a good coach. Coach B, who went 11-14, is considered in over his head. Please explain why. Well, because the time frame isn't similar if you widen it out. I mean, Billy's only had 2 years, right? And Norvell has been there longer and just won the ACC and was undefeated until they ran into the bowl game and had a chance to be in the playoffs, and we all know all the controversy there. We won't revisit that here in this space. But so he's fixed the resume. I guess your point would be, okay, fair, Bill, but you're saying Billy Napier can't fix the resume? I'm not going to say he absolutely can't. I'm saying that it's very unlikely that he will. I'm just giving you the odds as I see them. If you're a Gator fan out there, and there's tons of Gator fans, you're not required to agree with me. You know that, right? You're not. But I just don't see it working out. If it does work out, I'll be right here on the show congratulating him and also pointing out that I was not a believer. I will be the first to say I did not believe. Some folks in the audience held on, and now he's worked his way out of this. They're a good program. Got to salute him. I will do all that. I'm just telling you that the odds do not look good. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Anyways, tomorrow, I was just looking at the market this morning. Some people are shorting NVIDIA right now. You believe that? Yeah, some people are shorting NVIDIA. And it's working for the moment. Should I change the end to don't make sure you don't short NVIDIA? I'll tell you what else they shorted. Going into the close, the market central time closes at 3. And DWAC, which turned into DJT, initials of a former president, recent former president, and the stock went nuclear yesterday. At the end, and I think they're trying to panic everybody, it got shorted down about 15 points. And let me just for fun, let me pull that up this morning. It went from 49 to about 73 yesterday. First day under the new symbol. And it's around, it closed around 57. It's around 64, 65. It was up around 72 in the pre-market. That is, if you want to see a wild ride, pull that one up. For obvious reasons, very polarizing politically, pull up DJT if you just want to have some fun. Watch that thing. I can't tell you where to go. I bought it the first day just knowing it would go up. Now it's probably going to chop around for a while. The haters are going to short the bleep out of that thing, too. Wow. Oh. You imagine what's going on with that? Oh, I can't even. I can't even begin to. It is funny, though. It is funny. Time in Myrtle Beach. Billy's road to success is a lot harder in the SEC than Napier's road to redemption in the ACC. Said it does suck, but it's the truth. That's accurate. It is. Billy Napier's navigation out of this is way more daunting than Coach Mike Norvell. I don't know that I'd wish this situation on anybody. But it is going to be fun. I love watching the Gators play. Whatever the truth is, we'll play the game. We'll get out there on the surface, even if we have to go to Council Bluffs, and we will properly adjudicate what the truth is there. And if they come out and they overachieve and they're better, then, hey, full acknowledgement right here on this here radio show. Tomorrow, JT Pittenger will be with us. We'll go down to Tampa, talk to him. We'll go to Rocky Top, talk to Dave Hooker. And back up in Chicago, JC Sherbert from thebigspur.com will be joining us. Friday on the road, we will be at the Omni Friday. Coach Pete comes by, Ole Miss Evie, K Kevin Hagan, and Brad with all the gambling. That's Friday. Fun show, man. So Anna Frump's about 12 years older than the Bear. Just to confirm that. Lashbaugh.